Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Monday the 28th of December. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, obviously, we have those three test matches going on in the cricket with New Zealand hosting Pakistan, Australia versus India, and South Africa versus Sri Lanka. We'll go through each of those. We had Central Districts taking on Wellington in the Super Smash, both the men's and the women's. There is news about the Australian Open in the tennis and also qualifying for the 2023 Women's Football World Cup, which we'll get on to. Start off with the cricket then, and in the Super Smash, the Central Hinds took on the Wellington Blaze, and the Wellington Blaze women did have got their second win of the season. They restricted the Central Hinds to just 88 off their 20 overs. Newton took three wickets, and Kerr also took two wickets, but only allowed 10 runs off her four overs. So fantastic bowling there to restrict the Central Hinds to a low score, very similar to what the Blaze did against Auckland in their opening game. The Wellington Blaze then managed to chase that down in just over 13 overs, winning the game by nine wickets or 6.5 overs. Burns hit a runner ball of 42 before getting out to Hansen, who took the only wicket of the innings. Green and Kerr then saw it out, scoring 22 and 20 respectively. Interesting enough, Green's 22 came with no boundaries at all in that one. A convincing victory there by Wellington Blaze, chasing down their target of 89 in just 13.1 overs. On the men's side of things, in this one, this time Wellington went into bat first scored 175 off for seven off their 20 overs, led by Devon Conway at the top of the order, scoring 67 runs in that one. In reply, Central Districts just managed 136 in their 20 overs. Josh Clarkson with 30 was their top scorer, they just lost too many wickets too cheaply, with five batsmen getting out in single figures. On the bowling side of things, no bowlers got more than two wickets there, and really was a team effort. Hamish Bennett leading the way with an economy rate of five and took two wickets, was perhaps the best of the bowlers there. Moving on then to South Africa, where Sri Lanka made 396 in their first innings. Top scorer was Shamandal, and when he went, they looked like Sri Lanka could be posting a real big score, but pretty much South Africa did well to restrict them after that. Unfortunately, they'd also lost De Silva, retired hurt in that one. Pick of the bowlers was Lutho Sipiama with four wickets. In response, South Africa are currently 317 for four, meaning that they trail by 79 runs at the end of day two. You've got to say, a very good start, opening with an opening stand of 141, with Elgar scoring 95 and Markham 68. The openers really did set things up well for the South Africans. Currently, Faf du Plessis is out there on 55 and Temba Bavuma on 41. So two set batsmen out there as well, getting close to their 100 partnership. With wickets in hand, yes, they've got a good, the South Africa could, in a good position here to chase down that large, good South African total. Over in Australia, in a much lower scoring affair, Australia were bowled out for 195, with Bumrah leading the way with four wickets. India, in response, had a poor start, losing Agarwal in the opening over for no runs. But Rahane, who's currently on 104 not out, has found a couple of willing partners. Gill went for 45, and Dadija is currently out there with him on 40 and not out. So currently, the West Indies on 277 for 5, 82 runs ahead, building up a nice first innings lead in that one. Stark has taken a couple of wickets, as has Pat Cummins as well. Moving on then, finally, to the New Zealand versus Pakistan game. And New Zealand were all out for 431 in their first innings. A very good score there. Kane Williamson scoring 129, Nichols with 56, Watling 73 were the top scorers in that one. Leading the bowling, Afridi took four and Shah took three wickets, but that was four for 109 runs and three for 113 runs. So a lot of bowling already had to have been done by their top bowlers in Pakistan. Pakistan innings, and they've lost Shan Masood for 10 already, and 30 for one. Carl Jameson, following, keeping up his good form, picking up that wicket there. Pakistan still trail by 104 runs with 3 days left to go. So it's a good New Zealand in a very good position there. Looking at the tennis, and Andy Murray has some, just lost a shirt in the background there. If you're listening on the podcast, sorry, folks. Andy Murray, who's dropped to 122nd in the world due to his hip injuries, has been granted a wild card to the Australian Open. That will be happening in, it's been delayed to February. It comes 2 years after he thought he feared he played his final match as a professional in Melbourne. So hopefully, wish him luck in coming back. He'll also be playing in Florida in January at the Delray Beach event in the first week of January. So good luck to Andy Murray on his comeback from injury there. In the football, and New Zealand and Australia will be hosting the final qualifying playoff tournament for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. This will decide the last or the final three nations who will be at the tournament, which is also co-hosted by New Zealand and Australia. The 10-team tournament will probably take place in early 2023. The Football Ferns and the Matildas will be playing friendly matches against the participating countries as well. So not only the Women's Football World Cup, but also the qualifier will be here. Remember, the Women's Football World Cup has been expanded from 24 to 32 teams in this one. International quality football coming to New Zealand. At the same time, the FIFA Under-20 World Cup and the FIFA Under-17 World Cup, that were both scheduled to be played in 2021, have been cancelled due to the pandemic. The respective hosts, Indonesia and Peru, will be hosting those tournaments in 2023 instead. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Hope you have a wonderful start to your week, folks. It's looking nice and sunny here in Waihi in New Zealand. So hopefully you're all having a nice festive break, and catch you all tomorrow at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing. Also, we have Swinging from the Hip at 8 p.m. this evening, which will be covering off all of your top cricket action. We obviously have Super Smash and those three tests going ahead. Also today, there's another Super Smash game with the or double header today with the Otago Sparks taking on the Auckland Hearts and the Otago Bolts taking on the Auckland Aces. This will be the Otago's first games, but the Auckland will obviously be looking to get off to a better, get bounced back from their losses to Wellington in their opening game. So have a great day, folks. Catch you all tomorrow.